Welcome to the Finally Detached Podcast, the unfiltered journey into the realms of mushrooms, mindfulness, and beyond. I'm your host, Curandero Gabriel, and I'm here to take you on a thrilling ride, bridging the mystical and the real, where we explore the raw truth of the human experience. Have you ever wondered about the mysteries of the mind, the power of ancient practices, and the transformative potential of psychedelics? Well, you're in the right place. Each week, we dive deep into the rabbit hole of consciousness, peeling back the layers of perception and inviting you to join us on this mind-bending journey. Whether you're a seasoned psychonaut or someone curious about expanding your consciousness, our podcast is your no-holds-barred guide. We'll share personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that challenge the boundaries of what you thought was possible. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to detach from the ordinary as we venture into the extraordinary. This is the Finally Detached Podcast, where we speak truth, explore mysticism, and confront reality head on. Stay tuned because the adventure of a lifetime is about to begin. Let's dive in. Welcome, dear listeners, to the profound journey of healing. It's a path that winds through the landscapes of our hearts and minds, weaving through the tangled forests of our past pains and present struggles. But amidst the thorns and shadows, there exists a glimmer of hope, a promise of transformation and liberation. The path to healing is not always easy. It requires us to confront the wounds that lie buried within us, to shine a light on the darkest corners of our souls. Yet, it is precisely in this act of courageously facing our pain that the seeds of healing are sown. For many of us, the journey begins with a realization, a moment of clarity when we come face to face with the reality of our suffering. It may come in the form of a sudden loss, a heart-wrenching betrayal, or the slow, steady erosion of our sense of self-worth. Whatever the catalyst, it serves as a wake-up call, an invitation to embark on a quest for wholeness and well-being. But the path to healing is not a linear one. It's a labyrinth, maze of twists and turns, highs and lows. There are days when we feel like we're making great strides, basking in the warmth of newfound sights and breakthroughs. And then there are days when we stumble and fall, overwhelmed by the weight of our burdens, questioning whether we'll ever find our way out of the darkness. Yes, in these moments of struggle and uncertainty, that the true essence of healing reveals itself. It's about learning to embrace the journey in all its messy, imperfect glory, to surrender to the ebb and flow of life, trusting that even in our darkest hours, there is a guiding light within us, waiting to be rediscovered. But how do we navigate this treacherous terrain? How do we find the strength to keep putting one foot in front of the other when the path ahead seems shrouded in fog? The answer lies in cultivating a sense of inner resilience, a deep, unwavering trust in our innate capacity to heal and grow. This resilience is not something that can be bought or acquired through external means. It's a quality that resides within each and every one of us, a seed waiting to be nurtured and nourished. And it's through practices such as mindfulness, self-compassion, and inner reflection that we can begin to water this seed, allowing it to take root and flourish. But perhaps the most powerful tool we have at our disposal on the path to healing is the power of community. In times of struggle, it's all too easy to retreat into isolation, to convince ourselves that we're alone in our pain. But the truth is, we're never truly alone. There are always others walking alongside us, ready to offer a listening ear, a comfortable embrace, or a word of encouragement. By reaching out and connecting with others who are on a similar journey, we not only gain valuable insights and support, but we also bear witness to the collective resilience of the human spirit. We're reminded that no matter how dark the night may seem, there is always a glimmer of hope on the horizon, beckoning us forward towards a brighter, more abundant future. So, dear listeners, as you embark on your journey of self-healing, remember that you are not alone. Embrace the path before you with courage, compassion, and an unwavering faith in the transformative power of the human spirit. And know that no matter how rocky the road may be, the destination, a life of wholeness, joy, and inner peace, is well worth the journey.
Welcome to our Finally Detached book collection. If you're interested in more educational resources, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell to be alerted when we drop new material. Also, visit www.finallydetached.com.
Mastering detachment, the ability to successfully float through life. In an age where the weight of attachments often drowns our inner peace, mastering detachment emerges as a beacon of serenity. Dive deep into the timeless wisdom of ancient philosophies and modern insights to discover the transformative power of detachment. This isn't a call to disengage from life, but an invitation to experience it with grace, balance, and unburdened joy. From the tight grip of material desires to the complexities of relationships, this guide offers a roadmap to navigate life's ebb and flow with poised elegance. Enriched with actionable techniques, poignant anecdotes, and reflective exercises, Mastering Detachment is both a philosophical muse and a practical toolkit. Embark on a journey to float effortlessly through life, anchored in tranquility and buoyed by the freedom of letting go.
To access this material now, click the link at the top of your screen right now, or visit the links in the description.
As we continue our journey along the path to healing, we encounter moments of profound inner growth, moments that challenge us to expand our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. These moments of growth often arise when we least expect them, catching us off guard and inviting us to step outside of our comfort zones. It's in these moments of discomfort and uncertainty that we have the greatest opportunity for growth. For it's only when we're willing to truly embrace the unknown, to lean into our fears and insecurities, that we can truly transcend the limitations of our past and step into the fullness of our potential. But embracing inner growth is not always easy. It requires us to confront our deepest fears, to dismantle the walls of protection we've built around our hearts, and to surrender to the wisdom of our own inner guidance. Yet it's in this act of surrender that we discover a profound sense of freedom, a freedom that comes from releasing the need to control and manipulate our experiences, and instead allowing life to unfold in its own divine timing. One powerful tool that can facilitate inner growth on our journey of healing is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness is about cultivating a state of present moment awareness, a state in which we're fully engaged with the here and now, free from the distractions of past regrets and future anxieties. Through mindfulness, we learn to observe our thoughts and emotions with compassion and non-judgment, recognizing that they are simply passing phenomena, like clouds drifting across the sky. In doing so, we cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and equanimity, allowing us to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Another potent catalyst for inner growth is the practice of self-compassion. Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same kindness, care, and understanding that we would offer to a dear friend in times of need. It's about recognizing our inherent worth and value as human beings, regardless of our flaws and imperfections. By cultivating self-compassion, we learn to embrace our humanity in all its messy, imperfect glory, and to forgive ourselves for our past mistakes and shortcomings. In doing so, we create space for healing and transformation to occur allowing us to move forward with greater clarity, purpose, and authenticity. But perhaps the most profound opportunity for inner growth on the path to healing comes when we're faced with our deepest wounds and traumas. It's in these moments of darkness that we have the greatest opportunity to shine the light of awareness and love, illuminating the shadows that have long haunted us. And it's here, in the depths of our pain and suffering, that we discover a reservoir of strength, resilience, and courage that we never knew we possessed. It's here that we learn to embrace our wounds as sacred teachers, guiding us towards a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. So, dear listeners, as you continue on this journey of healing, I truly want to sincerely invite you to embrace the opportunities for inner growth that arise along the way. These synchronicities, these rendezvous that you have, they're for a reason. You're listening to this for a reason. So embrace the discomfort, the uncertainty, and the challenges, knowing that they are simply invitations for you to expand and evolve into the fullest expression of yourself. As we delve deeper into the exploration of inner growth and healing, it's essential to acknowledge the profound role that psychedelic mushrooms can play in this transformative journey. These sacred fungi have been revered for centuries by indigenous cultures for their ability to facilitate spiritual insights, emotional release, and profound healing. Psychedelic mushrooms contain compounds such as psilocybin and psilocin, which have a profound impact on the brain's serotonin receptors, leading to alterations in perception, mood, and consciousness. Under the guidance of experienced facilitators, like Finally Detached, individuals can embark on a journey of self-discovery and inner healing, diving deep into the recesses of their psyche, and confronting long-held traumas and emotional blockages. One of the most remarkable aspects of the psychedelic experience is its ability to dissolve the boundaries between the self and the other, leading to a profound sense of interconnectedness and unity with all of creation. Now, this sense of unity can be a powerful catalyst for healing, as it allows individuals to experience firsthand the interconnectedness of all beings and the inherent wisdom and intelligence of the universe. But perhaps the most profound aspect of the psychedelic experience is its ability to catalyze what psychologist Stanislav Grof refers to as a spiritual emergency, a profound life-altering experience of spiritual awakening and transformation. For many individuals, the psychedelic experience can serve as a catalyst for breaking free from the chains of egoic identification and experiencing a profound sense of oneness with the cosmos. Yet, it's important to approach the psychedelic experience with reverence, humility, and a deep sense of intentionality. Psychedelic mushrooms are not a magic bullet or a quick fix for our problems. They are powerful tools that must be approached with respect and caution. It's essential to do research, seek out experienced guides and facilitators, and create a safe and supportive setting for the journey ahead. Moreover, integration is key to harnessing the full healing potential of the psychedelic experience. Integration involves making sense of our psychedelic insights and experiences and incorporating them into our daily lives. It's about embodying the wisdom and lessons gleaned from the psychedelic experience and using them to catalyze profound transformation and growth. The path to healing is a sacred journey, a journey of self-discovery, inner growth, and profound transformation. And psychedelic mushrooms can be powerful allies on this journey, helping us to navigate the depths of our psyche, confront our deepest wounds, and awaken to the fullness of our potential. But ultimately, the true healing power lies within each and every one of us, waiting to be discovered and embraced.
Welcome to our Finally Detached book collection. If you're interested in more educational resources, make sure to like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell to be alerted when we drop new material. Also, visit www.finallydetached.com.
Mycelium Mantras, healing affirmations for mushroom journeys. Mycelium Mantras transcends mere words on a page. It is an invitation to experience the symbiosis between self and fungi. Journey alongside these affirmations as they guide you towards a deeper understanding of your inner self and the universe that surrounds you. In the spirit of visionary pioneers, Mycelium Mantras invites you to partake in an extraordinary expedition, one that bridges the realms of science and spirituality. Whether you are a seasoned psychonaut or a curious novice, this book is your gateway to a profound, transformative journey that will forever change your perspective on the world around you. Discover the mycelial path to enlightenment and healing. Dive into Mycelium Mantras today and let the whispers of the mushrooms lead you toward deeper, more profound connection with the universe and yourself. To access this material now, click the link at the top of your screen right now, or visit the links in the description.
The profound experiences encountered through the use of psychedelic mushrooms can serve as catalysts for transformation, but the real work begins after the journey itself. Integration. It is the vital process of weaving the insights and revelations gained during the psychedelic experience into the fabric of our everyday lives. Integration is not merely about recalling the events of the journey, but about understanding and embodying the lessons learned. It's about translating the abstract insights of the psychedelic experience into tangible changes in our thoughts, behaviors, and relationships. A crucial aspect of integration is creating a supportive environment for processing the experience. This may involve journaling, meditation, or engaging in meaningful conversations with trusted friends or therapists. By articulating and reflecting on our experiences, we can deepen our understanding of their significance and integrate them more fully into our lives. Integration requires us to confront any resistance or challenges that may arise as a result of the psychedelic experience. It's common to encounter resistance from our ego, which often may seek to maintain the status quo and resist change. By acknowledging and gently challenging this resistance, we can create space for growth and transformation to truly occur. In addition to personal integration, it's important to consider the broader societal implications of the psychedelic experience. Psychedelic therapy has shown promise in treating a wide range of mental health conditions, including depression, anxiety, and PTSD. By advocating for the responsible and legal use of psychedelic therapy, we can contribute to the broader movement towards healing and transformation on a societal level. Ultimately, integration is an ongoing process that unfolds over time. As we continue to engage with the insights and revelations gained during the psychedelic experience, we deepen our understanding of ourselves and the world around us. We may find that our perspectives shift, our priorities change, and our relationships evolve as we align more closely with our authentic selves. In this way, the psychedelic experience becomes not just a one-time event, but a catalyst for lifelong growth and transformation. By embracing the process of integration, we can harness the full healing potential of psychedelic therapy and embark on a journey towards greater self-awareness, authenticity, and inner peace. As we reach the conclusion of our exploration into the transformative power of psychedelic mushrooms on the path to healing, let us take a moment to reflect on the journey we've embarked upon together. The path to healing is not always easy, nor is it straightforward. It's a journey filled with twists and turns, highs and lows, moments of clarity and moments of confusion. But amidst the uncertainty and all the challenges, there is a guiding light, a beacon of hope that leads us ever onward towards wholeness and well-being. And it's in this spirit of hope and resilience that we embrace the journey before us. We embrace the highs and the lows, the triumphs and the setbacks, knowing that each step we take brings us closer to reclaiming our innate sense of joy, peace, and vitality. So, dear listeners, as you continue on your own journey of healing, I invite you to embrace it with open arms. Embrace the moments of growth and transformation, the moments of clarity and insight, and yes, even the moments of struggle and uncertainty. For it's through embracing the fullness of our experience that we can truly awaken to the beauty and the richness of life itself. And remember, you are never alone on this journey. Whether you're walking side by side with a trusted friend, a supportive therapist, or a compassionate community, know that there are always others walking alongside you, ready to offer support, guidance, and encouragement when you need it most. In closing, I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this journey today. May you continue to walk the path to healing with courage, grace, and unwavering faith in the transformative power of the human spirit. Until we meet again, may you be blessed with peace, love, and abundant blessings on your journey of healing.